Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Pamela got in touch. Pamela sent me an email and thanks for getting in touch with us, Pamela. Just tell listeners your story.
Hi, Andrea. How are you? Thanks for having me on. We rent a house in Wexford. We're a family of four. We were a family of five. We had three of our children living here until October. Our eldest daughter decided to move out because she thought it would be easier for us to find another rental property without her living here. Our landlord decided last May that he was going to sell the house. And so we got notice. So immediately we started to look to rent another property. But then our landlord decided he was going to re-rent the house and decided to put our rent up by 45%, which we can't afford. So we continued to look for another rental property and have emailed and applied for numerous, countless properties around the Wexford area, as far away as an hour away from where we live and where the kids go to school. We've been to what you'd only describe as mass viewings, open viewings, where there's been like 30, 40 different families walking around one house, people offering exorbitant rents to estate agents in front of your... it's ridiculous. To the point now where our rent was due to go up on the 1st of June and we couldn't pay the elevated rent, so we just paid our usual rent, and then on Tuesday we got a registered letter giving us 28 days basically to sort it out. So that's okay. Where we are at the minute.
That's right. So at the moment, Pamela, the situation is that you've 28 days to basically find somewhere else to live then. Is it as cutthroat as that?
At the moment, we have 28 days to pay up the extra rent and then agree to pay the extra rent, sign a contract for another year for the extra rent as well.
Are you in a rent pressure zone? Because I understood you could only hike rents by 2%.
Yeah, we're not in a rent pressure zone. No, we can't get HAP or anything like that because we work. So we're not entitled to any government subsidies. We're not on a council housing list because we're over the threshold. We're really just stuck in the middle where we can't afford a private rental, but we're too wealthy to be on a council housing list.
So you don't qualify for that, and you're beyond the threshold, as you said, Pamela, for the HAP, the housing assistance payment.
Yeah, for every, we've gone down every route. They offered a mortgage of $160,000, and I would be paying that back until I'd be 70 years old at €1,300 a month. I don't know what kind of a job I'm supposed to have until I work as a special needs assistant. I'm not sure I'll be able to do that when I'm 70.
So the rent that you're paying at the moment, I presume you're probably paying a high rent, Pamela, as it is.
It's $1,200 a month, yeah.
$1,200 a month. And so that has jumped, it's increasing by...
By 550 up to 750 a month.
So 1,750 euro per month, right? And yeah. have you got on to the local authority or any of the housing groups? I presume you have see. Yes, you've
everywhere.
Been on to them.
Yeah, it was 13 months. We've literally emailed, phoned. We've been so embarrassed. We've gone around and we've knocked on people's doors who we know have second houses that they may consider renting out to us, or derelict buildings that they might consider letting us do up and moving, everything. We've literally gone down every road. I spoke to a local politician last July, August, And at that time, we were in a really bad state as well. And I had said to her, we were considering packing up and moving to England, only that our youngest daughter is deaf and she has a lot of surround sound systems and stuff in her school. And she said, you know what, maybe that might be something you might consider.
What age are the kids, Pamela?
Well, our two youngest are 11 and 13. Our son is starting in secondary school this year and our daughter is going into sixth class. But we have older daughters as well, but like they're all moved on, you know, they're self-sufficient.
They're older, yeah. And go back to the very first sentence you mentioned when you joined us here a few moments ago. Your eldest daughter, or the older of the younger three. She's actually moved out in an effort to let you and the family...
To make it easier for us, because we had initially started to look for four-bedroomed houses, because obviously there's a big age gap. And the older girl is 20, and then we have a son, 13, and a daughter, 11. So we were looking for four-bedroomed houses. So she moved in with her partner a lot sooner than they ever would have, so that we could look for a three-bedroomed house rather than a four.
And I'm sure, Pamela, that was, you know, like I can only imagine for you and the family, that was a very difficult conversation because you said she
that
hadn't.
Was devastating.
Yeah, like she hadn't intended on moving out or moving in with the partner at this stage. But like the fact that she felt she had to do this to try
and
like.
She came to us with that conversation, and it was absolutely heartbreaking. And like, don't get me wrong, her partner, like she's an absolutely beautiful girl and we love her,
yeah,
and we're mad
course,
about
sure.
her, but they're only 20 years old and it wasn't what we were expecting to happen so soon. But look, it's happened now and they're happy and it's worked out okay, but it shouldn't have had to have happened.
What have any of the housing groups and any of the organisations, Pamela, that you've talked to about this? Because I know it's not a shock news, and that you were given notice of this a couple of months back. But trying to find something in the interim has obviously been extremely difficult. You've talked about the mass viewings. What sort of guidance have any of the housing groups or bodies been able to give you?
We've been in contact with Threshold a lot, and to be fair, they've been very good and very helpful. And I've done everything that they've advised me to do, and they're at a loss as well. They're like, they just don't know what the next step is, because the landlord is in his every right, because I now have broken that contract by not paying that rent.
This is the increased rent that went up last month.
Yeah.
I've no doubt, Pamela, it's a last resort when you're, you know, I knew when I saw your email that when you got in touch, it's not easy to come on and share this story.
Oh my God. I know that. Like, we've lived in shame, embarrassment, like not being able to house your children. I'm 54 years old. I've worked in this country since I was 16 years old. I myself and my first husband separated, and I went on social welfare for six months after we broke up, and that's the only social welfare I ever claimed in my life. And I'm at this situation at this age in my life, and I'm devastated. I just don't know where to turn.
Well, can I just say, Pamela, to you, you know, you shouldn't be embarrassed and don't feel any shame. Because, and I know it's not easy to send an email and to come on and share your story like this. But you know, you're not the only person. I can tell you, since we started speaking 6-7 minutes ago, you know, I've other messages from people talking about the fact that they want to thank you for highlighting this, that they too are in a very similar position to you, but. I don't know where to tell you to go, or you know, or what. Perhaps maybe if there's somebody listening that's in the Wexford area that has a house that's available for rent.
That's what I just thought. I thought, you know what? Maybe there might be one person who kind of thinks, gosh, maybe my granny has, you know, she might be in a nursing home or she's living with us now. Maybe she might just consider something, anything, anything that will just house my children, you know. I know I sound like I'm begging, but like, we're not looking for anything for nothing. This is the whole point that I'd like to make. We're the thousands more like us are looking to pay our way. We don't want you to hand us a house.
I know.
You know,
you're currently paying 1,200 euro. Like, it's an awful lot of money. It's a mortgage in many other towns across the country, what you're currently paying in rent, Pamela. It's big money.
Yeah, and we can't get a mortgage because of other circumstances. My age and my children are still very young, and all of those things are going against us because we're in a second marriage and blah de blah. Anyway, these are other circumstances, but that's where we fall in the middle. And I think there's a whole generation now of my age people who are stuck in this rut where rents are getting so exorbitant. Like, I have friends who are paying 600 euros a month in their mortgage, and they own their homes. It just doesn't make sense.
The fact you're working full time, Pamela. You know, you're beyond, as you said, the threshold and over the limit, and you neither qualify for the local authority housing list nor any of the HAP payments or other subsidies or allowances that are out there. So, like, surely there must be something. Surely we have some way of assisting, like, yourself and so many others, Pamela, that are in this position.
Well, if there is, I wish somebody would contact me and let me know what it is, because nobody seems to have any answers. Politicians, nobody seems to have an answer to this issue. Nobody.
I'm sure the kids, your son and your daughter that are 11 and 13, you mentioned one of the kids has just additional needs, Pamela, is that right?
Yes, Cassidy is. She was born bilaterally deaf, and she's implanted with Baha implants. She's doing really well.
Yeah,
she's
good.
Fine. Like, she's
good.
She goes to mainstream school. She just has like a part time SNA, and she has to have obviously just like little microphones and stuff like that. But I mean, like, she's really good.
She's
great. But it just means, like, she's been in the same school since she started, so they know about her batteries and to be wary of, like, her getting hit in the head and all of those kind of things.
Well, no, the reason I ask is for that very reason. You know, if I know people listening today might say, well, you know, could you move or go to another area? But there's just sort of complexities around that because, as you said, your daughter is in the school she's in and it's equipped and it's working well. And I know you're keen to, you want to leave her in the school she's in.
Well, ideally.
Of course, I can understand.
She has,
that.
Like, sensory issues. She has her other issues that are not life-threatening or anything like that. But, yes, we would ideally like to leave her where she is. She's only got one more year, and they've been fantastic, and she has really thrived a lot more than the medics ever thought she would. So, yes, we'd like to leave her there. At all possible.
So if possible, you want to sort of to stay in close by or in near proximity to the part that of the country, the part of Wexford that you're in at the moment.
Yeah.
Pamela, look, I don't have an answer for you, and I'm sorry that I can't help you, because I know people listening to you today are just, you know, they're frustrated and they're annoyed in listening to this and hearing your story and the kids' story. Look, if there is anybody that, you know, has advice or is in a position in some way, maybe they can have assistance, or they can, in the sense that they might have a house that's available for rent in the catchment you're talking about at the moment. We can always, Pamela, put listeners in touch with you if you like, behind the scenes.
Absolutely,
off air.
Yeah.
We'd be certainly happy to facilitate that in whatever way we can. Keep in touch. Let me know if there's any update, Pamela. Do.
I will do. Thank you very much.
Not at
Andrea.
All. Listen, thank you for
to you
too. Thank you for getting in touch. Like, it's pretty incredible, you know. And like, Pamela's story there, like, I can see it here now. Sure, coming in on WhatsApp. There's more and more stories like this coming in. People that are working can't qualify for assistance or, you know, any help, subsidies, payments, grant aid, because they're beyond the threshold, and at the same time, they fall short then of the threshold to qualify in many mortgage situations. That's Pamela.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.